Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with the new Stewart Rescue Director, Sean Bovinette, for National EMS Week.
You are now the director for Stewart Rescue. What was your position beforehand, and how long had you been with Stewart Rescue?
I came on Stewart Rescue July of last year, and so I had just been working part-time with them. I had been working full-time in Des Moines for a different ambulance service, and so then the person I work for in Des Moines knows Joe, and that's kind of how Joe got in contact with me, and then that's kind of where that ball got rolling. So,
where do you reside?
I live in Dexter, right across from their fire station there.
Were you originally from this area?
Nope, I grew up in Sioux City, Iowa. Spent about 20 years or so there. And then I moved to Des Moines 6 years ago this September. Mm-hmm. I moved and then started going to school shortly thereafter for EMS stuff.
And so you were working full-time in Des Moines. Are you still working in any capacity in Des Moines?
I do. I work as a critical care paramedic for Mercy Ambulance a couple days a week out there. So, but I spend most of my time here now, starting in late April or so.
You weren't from this area. What compelled you to join Stewart Rescue in the beginning?
Well, in Northwest Iowa, I'm from a town south of Sioux City where there's like 300 some people. So when my wife and I started looking for a house, I wanted to move to a small town. And so then, you know, Dexter just, we weren't looking for any particular town, but she fell in love with the house, and that's how we ended up in Dexter. And so then when Joe started looking for paramedics, he reached out to my supervisor at Mercy, and that's kind of how we got here. And I thought, you know, initially I thought it'd be cool to come and work here. You know, I'm a lot closer to home and stuff like that. So that's how I ended up in Stewart.
And how long have you been a paramedic in general?
4 years this October, and then an EMT about a year longer than that.
And for those who might be unsure, what's the difference between a paramedic and an EMT?
The big difference is that I can give medication such as like pain medications and IV and stuff like that. Heart monitoring is also a paramedic skill. So there's just kind of a difference there. EMTs can do a lot and they're super helpful, but the medicines are the big difference. So,
might I ask, what is your wife's name?
Caitlin.
And do you have any children? And if so, are they enrolled in the West Central Valley District?
Yeah, we have a 7-year-old that's in first grade in Dexter. And then we have, and he turns 4 tomorrow, a 3-year-old. And then a 2-year-old, and Willow was just born 8 weeks ago yesterday.
Congratulations. So what has it been like now since being the Stewart director? How did it feel coming into that more supervisory role?
When I worked in Sioux City, I was a general manager of a McDonald's for 7 years. So, you know, management was not new to me. However, EMS and managing that is a lot different because the city council is involved and the state requirements are involved. And of course, there's state requirements in food service and stuff too. But, you know, it's just a lot different kind of trying to figure out the legalities and, you know, the inventories and stuff like that. So it's a bit of a daunting task, especially right now. And, you know, it takes up a lot of my time, and which I expected, of course. But yeah, so it's coming along nicely, I think, now that I sort of have started to do those things and got my hands on them and stuff like that.
I know Stewart Rescue has some volunteers on staff, but how many are there on paid staff?
Paid staff, we have eight employees, and then we have a handful of volunteers that kind of come over from the fire department. And so they do get compensated, you know, really honestly not very much, but they do get some compensation for that. So
are any of the paid staff also full-time besides yourself?
One person is full-time who gets, and so the line there is that he gets benefits from the city and the county, state, or whatever you want to consider it. So the rest of them, a couple of them work full-time hours, you know, 30, 40 hours a week, but he's the only one that then receives benefits from the city, so other than myself.
And the last director, Joe, he is also the Panora EMS director. Did he help you in your starting up as director, or, you know, offer any guidance as far as coming into this role?
Yeah, and unfortunately, the way things ended with him were, I think, more sudden than any of us would have liked. But other than that, yeah, he's been super helpful, you know, whenever, especially kind of when Luke, before I started full time, when Luke had a question and stuff like that. But he's even answered questions for me. And, you know I can go to him whenever I need any help or stuff like that. So it's been, his leaving was a little quicker or sooner than he anticipated, but he's been no less helpful.
What compelled you to come into this line of work to be a paramedic?
I've always enjoyed like working with the public and people. And, you know, when I was younger, that was food service. I did that for almost 20 years and stuff. And, you know, I've always kind of enjoyed, you know, anatomy and science and stuff like that. And so I thought this would be a really good way to kind of not spend 8 years becoming a doctor or whatever, but learn that technical knowledge and then be able to apply it and work with patients, you know, in a matter of, you know, 18 months is all it really took to be a paramedic and then finish my degree. So really just, you know, there's a lot of satisfaction. You know, a lot of people say we save lives, and yes, that is part of my job, but, you know, a lot of times there's a lot more to it than just the patient. You know, we deal with families and stuff like that. And so it's all got its rewarding sides to it. So
any goals right now coming into this director role, you know, for your first year?
The first year right now, we're kind of working on getting a couple more people on staff. Sometimes it can be hard to make sure we have the paramedic level staffed. So that's one of them. And then also kind of getting a training program going. You know, there's a couple people that have contacted me about like CPR classes and stuff like that. And so I'd like to build some community outreach there, as well as, you know, our own department and sort of brushing up on their skills, that some skills we don't use very often. And so it's good to practice those before you need them. So those are really the two goals that I have for, you know, the first year, and to figure out the ropes and the paperwork and stuff like that.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Stewart Rescue Director Sean Bovinette for National EMS Week. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.